He is a new creature. That means that something has showed up that didn't have a past. When I got born again, I just started living the moment I got born again. And whatever that old man did before I got born again doesn't connect to me. It's gone and I'm new. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we allow that old man to stay connected to the new man. And we allow that flesh and natural part of us continue to stay in charge, continue to dictate, to continue to influence us away from God into the thing that is hurting us, destroying us, and keeping us in bondage. When in fact, we have been set totally free. Yeah. This is why you spend time daily in the Word. This is why you study the Word. Second Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Do what? Study. Study to do what? You notice she didn't say study so somebody asked you, have you read your Bible? I read my Bible. That's the concept most believers have. They never spend time enough with the Word for the Word to talk to them. They just wanted to, so if anybody asked me, I read my Bible. And for that Word talking to them and directing them and instructing them and giving directions for their life, how to live it each day, they don't know. We make the statement in Christ, which is true, but it hadn't registered on many hearts. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is whole and complete. Your mind, are you hearing me this morning? Your mind is the doorway to your heart. If your mind is closed, your heart never gets the Word. I'm going to say it again because you just didn't quite get it. Your mind is the doorway. If your mind is full of stuff, always thinking about all this stuff, and when the Word comes forth like that, you know, duh. Okay. Edge of night, days of our lives, C-S-I, Matlock, Trinidad, I don't know what that is. And your mind is closed. You hear it, but it never gets to your heart. But today it's going to get to your heart. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why study? We study to learn. Just like we learn natural things by studying, we also learn spiritual things by studying the word of God. For the things of God to become real to us, we must become a doer of the word. Here. James, now watch this. James 1:22. Okay, if y'all can follow me, go ahead. I got to move on. James 1:22. Got your Bible. Some of you got a phone. You should be able to move fast with that. Amen. Amen. James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word. Be ye what?
Doers of the word.
Come on. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Why, Lord? Deceiving your own self. If you don't do what you hear, you're just deceiving yourself. You got to do it. Amen. Amen. Be you doers of the word, not hearers only. If you don't do it, what did the word say? Let me give you some of the sayings that what the word said. What about my prayer life? Jude 1:20. Jude 1:20. Talking about being a doer of the word. And why so many believers shy away from spiritual things? I'm alone by it. Why do they shy away? Because somebody have given you bad information to make you think spiritual things is not available to you. They'll tell you, well, you don't qualify. You got to do this before you can become spiritual. No, for me to be spiritual, I need to be born again. Amen. I'm born into the realm of the spirit. Then to become spiritual, develop, I got to pursue God. I got to seek him out. I got to spend time with him.
Yes.
How did LeBron James become talked about like he did in basketball? He went to the gym one time, they saw him shoot the ball, and they got so excited. That man is so good. He never has to pick up a ball again. He's just good. That fella spent hours and hours, hours and hours and hours and hours and playing and shooting and running and jumping and twisting in the air and all that kind of stuff. And we read the scripture one time, you know. I read John 3:16. Yeah. Boy, I'm getting some good amen this morning. Spiritual thing must be. If you want to become, you want to become successful as a man, a woman that's known of God and known, people know that you are a man, you're a woman of God, that with power, authority, and integrity, you must spend time with God and let your mind become renewed and let the life of God come through you. Let God live his life in you. Let him live through you. And how do you do it? You got to spend time with the things that is of God, doing what he said. And I want to tell you a few of them today. Jude 1:20, we should have found it by now. But ye beloved, what did he say? Now, what I'm reading, is this the truth?
Yes.
Or is this a lie?
No, it's the truth.
So I don't need no feeling. I don't need nobody else to tell me. I don't need something to appear in the sky. He said these words, and he told me these words that I'm reading have been sealed in blood. Beloved, but ye beloved, building up yourselves, how? On your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And why do so many people stay away from it and won't do it? And you, every time trouble comes, you want somebody else to pray you out.
Amen. Come on, baby. Come on.
You remember...